from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
There's a lot of things, Ursula, that I love about this show. And the number one thing that I love about this show is how much I'm able to learn on a daily basis. In the last topic, if you missed that, make sure you tune into the podcast at the end of the show. In the 9 o'clock hour, as we talked about a story in which I saw ageism happen and where someone or some people chose the line with the younger gal than the other line with the seasoned gal who's been on Earth longer. And since we have been talking about that, I'm seeing our text messages come through and people are actually admitting that they've done it. And just now, I just got a long text message about them telling me a story in which they just recently did it, and it had to do with going to purchase a pair of shoes. And they chose the younger to help them with the shoes.
Ageism is real. There's such a thing called pretty privilege as well, where people will just naturally gravitate to people that they find more attractive. And you had talked about that. Yeah, it is very real. But I want, if you missed that segment, definitely listen on our podcast. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line 888-973-5476, 888-973 Cairo. Now, though, it is time for
What's New at 10.
And the state of Arizona is now ready to join 17 other states that have imposed near total bans on abortion since Roe v. Wade was struck down. Democrats and even some Republicans are now denouncing the Arizona State Supreme Court ruling that a 160-year-old abortion ban is now enforceable with no exceptions for rape or incest. We get more from CBS's Natalie Brand.
Abortion access in Arizona is in limbo after the state's conservative Supreme Court reinstated a 19th century law banning nearly all abortions. While a lower court reviews the law's constitutionality, the state's Democratic governor is blasting the ruling.
This is a devastating decision that will have huge consequences.
Governor Katie Hobbs is calling on the state legislature to repeal the ban first enacted in 1864 before Arizona even became a state.
They could gavel in today and make a motion to repeal this ban, and they should do that. I'm hopeful that they will.
Okay, to be clear, the 42 decision overrides Arizona's current 15-week ban, and the court is warning that all abortions except those necessary to save a woman's life are illegal, and doctors would face a mandatory 2 to 5 year prison sentence.
Now, those in the health profession, that field right there can now be in prison in that. We're going, this is not exaggerating right now. We're talking about 160 years ago.
Talk about going way back.
Way back. But this is what happens when you start to allow the beginning. When you start off with Roe v. Wade, these are the consequences of that. If you are in the state of Arizona, even if you are, it doesn't matter your party or anything, you are in a state where people have made a decision with no medical background, none, because to be on the Supreme Court, you don't have to go to medical school. You don't have to do those things. So the people that are making these decisions, this is coming from no medical background. And I know you listening right now would have a real problem with people who don't have expertise in that field making decisions. That's one. Two, for the women of Arizona, they're basically being told, yes, yeah, your body, but not your decision. And three, Donald Trump won't win Arizona with this. This is another reason. So you want to talk about, like, these are the things that are going to be on the table, on the ballot in November, these discussions right here. It is a unwinnable vote, kidders. It's just not going to happen.
What's interesting is that there are Republicans who are now saying, wait a minute.
Of course they are.
This is out of touch with people in the state of Arizona. Arizona is a battleground state. President Biden won it by fewer than 11,000 votes in 2020. There is a race for a Senate seat, too, that could be determined and swung by what goes on with this particular issue. There are polls that show that abortion is a big and a motivating issue for Arizona voters. It was it's found that 59% of Arizona's registered voters said that abortion should be mostly or always legal. A March Fox News poll also found that nearly 40% of Arizona voters said that abortion would be extremely important in deciding their vote for president, with another 32% saying it would be very important. I'm astounded that we are going so far back. You know, in so many states, it's not just Arizona. There are 17 other states that are doing the same thing.
I'm shocked, too. But I'm not as shocked, because when that happened with Roe v. Wade, we all knew, right? We all knew what the consequences would be. We knew that this would be an opportunity for some states to enact things like this. So this is what you get when you have that decision that is made.
And former President Trump, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he just recently say again now that it should be up to the states to decide? And states are deciding. And
which,
they're saying,
which he was blasted by Republicans for saying, because nationally they want this to be a nationwide thing. And if you don't think that a GOP Congress would bring a national abortion ban to the floor of the House, you got to be kidding yourself. Can we talk about like consequences for actual women, though? Right now, because I mean, there are political consequences. I've shared this story before. My wife had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. I was with her through the whole experience. Under this law, she would be a criminal. Under this law, the people that took care of her in the hospital would be a criminal. This law, because it is so broad, I would be a criminal because I assisted my wife in having a miscarriage. In fact, this law does not mention abortion. It makes it illegal to, quote, procure a miscarriage.
Oh, my God.
After Roe versus Wade fell, I talked at the time and I said, you know what you're going to have happen is you're going to have women show up to the emergency room having a miscarriage that are bleeding, and they will be investigated for a crime for having a miscarriage. And in fact, that's happened. That's Brittany Watts, the black woman in Ohio that showed up to the ER having a miscarriage. And she was charged with a crime. She was charged with a crime for that. Think about this. Now, also, if you need to have a medical miscarriage, right, you have a non-viable fetus. The only way to do that is with an abortion medication, mifepristone. That's illegal under this. When they say there's an exception for the life of the mother, what that means in a practical sense for doctors, they have to decide, is the woman about to die? If it's 3 months from now, I don't have to make that call. If she's on the verge of death, I probably can't be charged for this if I provide her with a medical procedure. So you're going to have doctors in emergency rooms saying, ooh, I know you're having sepsis right now, but you know what? Your white blood count isn't high enough for me to perform the procedure because I'm worried I could end up in prison.
You know,
I mean, and it has forced some doctors to move.
Yes.
I want to say, you know, Ursula, yes, you're right about forcing them to move. On social media yesterday, I was seeing people make posts and comment, ha, 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 this is what the people of Arizona, this is what this is what you voted for. And this is some of the reasons why you have this going on. And I want to just say this. Chill on that, because this is where I'm going to say, the reason why I said Donald Trump won't win Arizona is because this is too far. This is where there were people that probably would vote for Donald Trump, probably would vote for the Republican Party. But when you have things like this, stories like Chef has just told, these are real. And this is just Chef. So, and again, Chef, I'm sorry that happened to you. And I'm glad that your wife is okay. Right. But stories that Chef just shared, these stories happen every single day. And these are stories of women that are probably down in Arizona saying, I didn't want this.
And these are the stories that aren't thought of when you're thinking of
exactly
a ban on abortion.
And you would think of that if you had medical background.
But because you don't have a medical background, you don't right. think of these stories. And again, I don't fault the people of Arizona, because some of these things that are happening, sometimes you make these votes and you don't really understand what is really going on. What can possibly they come for? Can they come for voting rights next? There's so many things that is happening in this country that some of us have been trying to tell you, but you don't know until you have things like this. You're enacting a ban from 160 years ago.
Can I expound on the healthcare access point? Because let's just look at what's happening in Idaho right now. Since a near total abortion ban was passed in August, 55% of the high risk obstetricians in the state have stopped practicing. That means that there are 5 high risk obstetricians in the entire state of Idaho. If you have a complication with your pregnancy, you are likely driving hours to see that person. We take for granted our access to excellent physicians here in the Puget Sound region and here in Washington State. In places like Idaho or Colorado or Arizona or Wyoming, that access is not guaranteed. Like, imagine your wife having a complicated pregnancy and not being able to find a provider who can see her in your state. I mean, that's horrifying.
That's just unfathomable.
I just want to say this. I know sometimes we go back and forth on politics and all that, but this stories like this, Ursula, this isn't the majority of women in the Republican Party.
It isn't, and the polls say that. And when you have someone like a Carrie Lake saying, wait a minute, y'all went too far, and this is not what even GOP voters want, then you've gone too far.
That's bull cookies, though, because Carrie Lake multiple times in 2022 said, this is exactly what we want.
Exactly.
This is exactly what the voters of Arizona want.
Ursula.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to squeeze in one other story because it is noteworthy. And the names James and Jennifer Crumbley, you might recall, they are now the first parents in the country to be held criminally responsible for their child's school shooting. And they were each sentenced to at least 10 years in prison. CBS's Andres Gutierrez was inside the courtroom in Pontiac, Michigan.
The blood of our children is on your hands, too.
One by one, family members of the 4 students killed at Oxford High School addressed James and Jennifer Crumbley just before they were sentenced.
You have failed your son and you have failed us all.
And while you were running away from your son and your responsibilities, I was forced to do the worst possible thing a parent could do. I was forced to say goodbye to my medicine.
The judge said that the Crumbleys had missed opportunities that could have prevented their son from possessing a gun and killing those 4 students at Oxford High School back in 2021.
It's a tragic situation, Ursula, what happened. No doubt about that. I don't know. I don't know if I can get behind. I don't know if I can get behind the parents being criminally charged. I think that is a precedent that once that is set and that starts to happen and it starts going, and you should have known and you saw the signs and you did this. And I don't know if I can really get behind that. Now, I'm sure that there were some extreme circumstances that made them be like, hey, OK, you were negligent. And there's opinions that we can have on parents like, where were you? I can't believe you let this happen.
Yeah, I think this was appropriate.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. Because there were repeated instances in which they could have intervened, and they knew, and the signs were there, and they still didn't do anything. And it was their weapon that was used to commit these crimes. I mean, there are 4 people who are no longer here on Earth because of things that could have been prevented.
No doubt. So you say that's appropriate, right? So are you willing to do that? Like, so is that going to be
depending on the circumstances? I'm not going to say, you know, depending on the circumstances in this specific case, I think that there was enough. It went to a trial. The evidence was presented. And I mean, it had to be bad enough for them to be convicted of this because it just hasn't happened.
But
it was egregious enough and lives were lost. And I do think it's appropriate.
So are we at that point right now? We're at the point right now that we are ready to jail parents based on what they should have done as a parent, based on being a bad parent, based on not intervening. You should have seen the signs, so therefore, because
you're darn straight.
Yes,
you're darn straight. Let's start with this fact, man.
Okay.
He was 17. They bought and gave him that gun. He could not legally own a firearm. If I hand a pistol to a felon and they go shoot somebody, I should probably carry some liability for that. This is their kid.
Yeah. She actually even took him to a gun range just days before the shooting, even though he was having mental illness issues.
Are you guys ready to criminally charge the parents of the Renton driver? You guys want to charge them? I'm asking.
Depending on, again,
you know what? Actually, that's a really valid question. Yes. Because I'm just going to put an asterisk in this. He was not cited in those prior two crashes. What level of intervention did they take?
Yes.
To prevent him from having his license revoked.
If there is enough evidence, and again, I don't know that in the case of Chase Jones, is who you're talking about, the 18-year-old in Renton, whose parents showed up to each crash scene, and he had two prior major accidents before the third one that killed four people and injured at least three others. Could that have been prevented, and did the parents aid in making that something that could be possible? I would at least want to consider it.
Okay. Again, I am not – I know there's bad parents. There's bad parents, and there's parents who didn't know. But we have a lot of parents that agreeing with, that should be locked up right now.
And these parents, the Crumbleys, faced manslaughter charges, and legal experts are saying that – their trials could actually serve as a playbook for future trials. And I think that is something to consider.
Of course,
as is everything in life. And that's where you have to look at the specific instances in this case. But they knew that he was a very troubled kid. He had talked about, he'd fantasized about killing. And they still provided him with a gun and took him into a shooting range.
They also destroyed evidence. There was a manhunt. They fled.
Look, again,
this is not like a dad leaves his gun on the table and kid takes it to school and shoots somebody. This is like dad gives the kid the murder weapon.
I think if this happens, we're going to open up. And that's going to establish a new precedent.
Great. And we're going to go.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are for that. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, text us. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. Am I being too harsh? 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO.
I gotta be honest. I'm shocked the way it was you two against me. I just don't see it. But all right. Ursa, we want to talk about it at 10:30, my friend. We got a lot of stuff out here.
We do. So we're going to talk about how there are a bunch of people in business and high positions in business who think that you knowing how to use ChatGPT might be worth more than your college degree.
Why do I have a feeling we're going to disagree again? By the way, nobody ever listens to the G and Ursula show and say, you know, every time I hear that show, they're always agreeing with each other. Yeah, right.
I guarantee you we won't agree this next segment.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk about this next, G and Ursula.
Listening to the G and Ursula show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Wednesday morning. It was a very feisty last segment, and I think we just broke up our text line. The Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line is 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. If you missed that last segment, make sure that you check it out on our podcast. We don't want you to miss any part of our show. You can hear the G and Ursula show podcasts about a half hour after we end at noon, and you can hear them on basically any place that you do listen to podcasts. Right now, we are going to talk about ChatGPT versus a college degree, because there is this. Is this a Business Insider article?
Intelligent.com.
Intelligent.com. And there is a survey that among business leaders, and there are some startling results, in my opinion. So half of the business leaders that were surveyed say that having knowledge of ChatGPT or experience using it can be more valuable than a college degree itself. 80% believe ChatGPT experience is valuable for entry-level positions. Okay, that's not that surprising. But 6 in 10 companies require ChatGPT experience for at least some entry-level positions. And right now, only half of the companies are actually providing that training. So many business leaders are saying they expect you to come in with that knowledge. It is a plus. And they actually think that the ability to use artificial intelligence is more valuable than a college degree itself. And you say...
I agree.
Shocker.
I agree. Now, the only reason why somebody is going to disagree with what I'm saying is because they are locked in to this thing that college is everything. And the only reason why you'll disagree with me is the reason why college tuition is what it is today is because so many of us are locked in on you need to have that degree from that school. Meanwhile, constantly on our text line and in real life, we talk about the trade school and we talk about the value of trade school. People that work at trade school even text us to tell us about trade school. But it is not popular to be at the barbecue and say, oh, what's Joey going to do after graduation? Oh, he's going to be going to a trade school. No, they want to be able to say they're going to be going to this extravagant luxury place. So to this specific topic right here, chat experience with ChatGPT is more valuable than college because the majority of us are doing something in a field that has nothing, either A, doesn't have anything to do with our degree, or B, even if it does have something to do with our degree, the vast majority of what we learn in our job is on-the-job training and is not anything that you did in college. So last thing, I'll say this. What is it that college taught you to do that's valuable for you right now? It is the what is the sole reason? Like in college, I learned this right here, and it's the reason why I'm successful in this job.
It depends on what it is that you studied, first of all, and what you did with your years of college. Because you can go to college and it could be a completely worthless experience if you don't do anything with that opportunity. So in my case, college not only helped me with networking, college also gave me the experience of actually working at a broadcast operation. It turned out I thought I was going to go into TV. And so I was able to have internship opportunities. I was able to learn specific skills actually pertaining to the industry that I wanted to go into. But I think for a lot of people, college is also just pursuing different areas of interest and learning how to study. And
That's why the tuition is so expensive. So you can go learn how to study.
I'm removing the whole tuition part.
Okay, fair.
Tuition is ridiculous.
Fair.
Tuition is,
why is it
almost
so ridiculous?
Criminal.
Why is it that?
Because it shouldn't be as expensive as it is right now.
But why is it?
Why is it? Because A, people are still willing to pay. B, because.
State and federal funding is largely
evaporated. State and federal funding
is
exactly. So yeah. A lot of that has shrunk. And the colleges will tell you, well, you know, we have professors doing research and it costs a lot of money to get these great, talented people into our building, blah, 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 blah.
Like coaches.
Yes. A lot of it is your athletic programs, too, that need to be paid off and expensive buildings. That all said, I don't say this to poo-poo the idea of trade school. If I'm at a barbecue and someone tells me I'm studying to be an electrician or a plumber, I'm like, dude, you are going to be making a lot of money. Good for you. And I don't mean dude because women could be doing it too. But this whole idea of ChatGPT, I guess what I'm taking away from this survey is that we all need to be understanding and knowledgeable when it comes to how do you use AI to your advantage. And there's no excuse anymore not to know how to use it.
You know what my takeaway is? you guys are both kind of wrong. Because every time a new technology comes out, what do people in the top of the buildings usually do? They sit in the boardroom and they're like, guys, we need to get some young people in here that understand this new technology. Like, how many companies have gone through this phase with social media, right? We're like, people are on social media these days. We need to get on social media. So we need some young people in here that have experience with social media. But they have no idea what they're talking about. My supposition is that these business leaders,
brother.
I'm not kidding. They're like, you know what? This AI stuff is being talked about a lot. So
I will give him more credit than what you're giving him.
I'm gonna share something. I know an attorney personally that is telling me how much ChatGPT has the ability to do. Here's a example that we can all see in picture. So just imagine that you have to, for this case that you are in charge, that you're trying and in charge of, you have 10 hours or 16 hours of video footage, and you have to go through that to find out, to see specifically what you're looking for. You can now go in there and say, you can type ChatGPT in there. You can go, I'm looking for this person, or they could be looking like this. I'm looking for a gun. I'm looking for all those things. And it will take that video that would have probably taken you hours upon hours of looking at. And within 2 minutes, you get exactly where to go to in that video. So you don't have to go through it. I'm giving that as a small example because I'm telling you, the attorney that I know is telling me how much it is being used to help. So all the people that have gone to law school and did all these things, ChatGPT is being used an awful lot. Ask Sports Illustrated. You know, remember what they just did? Look up when Sports Illustrated had AI bots and pretending that they were real people. So while it can be used for danger, it can be used for good. And yes, I stand on it. Nobody has been able to give an argument against ChatGPT experience being more important than a college education. I stand on it.
Yeah.
I stand on it.
I'll still disagree with you.
That's fair. I did leave one thing out there for you. I tried to ask you, and you weren't able to come up with one. What's that one thing that you learned in college that's more valuable and has you rocking today, Ursula?
I told you.
No, you didn't.
I had a chance to do internships. The only reason I'm here today is because I had the internships that I was able to do.
Yeah. Internships.
Yes.
So that's the reason why rich people pay. Not saying that you're rich. People pay for these.
Not when I was paying for my own college. No,
fair. But people can't pay for their colleges today. So what way can they get those internships? And by the way, internships that a lot of people can't work because they have to go in and work and they can't afford to live. And that's why companies are doing away with internships, because they don't want to have to be able to pay you anymore.
Yeah, mine was an unpaid internship. Yep.
That's how I got my job, too. But I only went to college for 6 months.
Oh, you worked that system. Scenarios next, Jenner.
DUI away.
What's up, everybody? It is the G and Ursula Show. And if you've been listening to the show and saying to yourself, "Whoo, this show's spicy today," I agree.
Could it be that I have now had 3 cups of coffee? You got me started on it, and now almost can't live without it.
Are you at 3 today?
Yes.
Dude, that's
I think just we've had some great topics.
We have. Yeah. All right. Let's see how good this one is. Scenarios.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
I think my little brother is into something that he's not supposed to be doing. He's 16, and I'm not 100% sure, but I overheard him on the phone saying some things that sounded like he could be possibly selling drugs, and that he is now buying things that he can't afford. He works part-time at a fast food restaurant, and he can't even afford the clothes and jewelry he's been wearing. I asked him about it, and he just blew me off and then told me to stay out of his business, but now he gave me a nice birthday gift.
he gave me a Rolex. Now, I thought that this was a cheap Rolex knockoff. So I go, he gives me all the information. I'm thought, this is too good to be true. Gives me everything. I take it to the jewelry store, and what do you know? It's the real deal. Now I want to ask him where he's getting this money and step in to protect this kid, but I'm a little scared to find out the truth. I don't want him in this life. There are too many things that could go wrong. Our dad was in that business, and he ended up in prison for most of our childhood. I have to do something, but I could ruin our relationship if I confront him. And what if I'm wrong? What if he's not doing anything? What if there's another explanation? But then, what could it be? 888-973-5476 is the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. Ursula, I just wanted to say that this scenario is interesting considering our topic earlier today. You know, sometimes you think your kids could be doing something wrong, but you just don't really know. Your thoughts on this?
You need to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but a 16-year-old buying a Rolex and all these other things that he normally couldn't afford, no. You have a gut instinct, and I think your gut instinct is correct in this particular case. And yeah, you can fear that it might change the relationship, but already the relationship is changed. You don't trust what he's doing.
Right.
And right now he's 16. I mean, that is a critical time. That is a time. And what he has seen is that his own dad
went to prison. Yeah.
And so right now, you know, 16 is when they think that they're invincible and that it's not going to happen to them. And that seems like a glamorous lifestyle. But you absolutely have to intervene, even at the risk of
ruining
the
relationship.
Ruining the relationship. You might be saving his life.
Out of all the people on this show, you'd be the one for sure to say something. Yeah. Chef, what you got, bro?
Well, I mean, I would advise you to stow away as many of the Rolexes as you can because the feds are going to seize those as assets when he goes to jail. So you want to keep those safe. Keep that for yourself for a time. I'm kidding, Ursula.
I'm looking at you in disgust right now.
Yes. Of course you have to say something. And yes. This is actually the one circumstance in which, you tell your kid, I'm going to kick you out of my house if you don't change your ways. You're probably fine doing that because this kid isn't going to end up homeless. He actually has access to assets. So you got to put your foot down. I don't really advocate kicking kids out of the house because I think that's usually more detrimental to them staying there. But in this circumstance, go for it.
Well, I think that with parenting or with people that we love, sometimes we have a feeling that our children or that our loved ones are doing something, but sometimes it's hard to call it out. Now, when it's egregious like this, 16-year-old works at a fast food restaurant buying Rolexes, okay, we got a problem, right? It's usually not that bad, but there are some times when you see things like, something's not adding up. Like, those shoes you're wearing, those are pretty nice, but I can't really put my finger on it. What were you going to say, Ursula?
Well, one of the things that I was thinking is it's also in how you approach it. Absolutely, you have to have the conversation, but the fastest way to shut it down is to start with an accusatory tone and go right in and how can you afford that? You must be stealing. Start having that conversation first about, hey, you know, thanks for the Rolex. How did you get this? You know, or what, you know, however it is that you want to approach it. But I'm just thinking of when my brother, and I'll just share a real quick story. I'm thinking about when my oldest brother was probably pretty deep into his addiction. And I was a teenager and, okay, shocker to you, but I was snooping. And because I was worried about him. And, right. And you know, my parents were kind of split at the time. And I'm looking and I'm like, what is happening is not adding up. And he is going down this path. And so, you know, I would be unrolling foil wrap and whatever it was, trying to figure out what he was doing. And I wish I'd said something sooner.
Mm.
You know, it was like I was gathering information, but I kept it to myself versus going to my parents, because I knew if I went to my parents, I mean, he'd probably get in huge trouble. But those are one of the things I look back and I go, well, that's something I could have done differently.
Yeah. I know. Hindsight, but you're older now compared to
exactly,
then.
Obviously.
All right. Agree to disagree comes up next. Gene Ursula.